July 10, 1922, living in the divine will is to repeat the real life of Jesus, not only in the soul, but also in the body. Continuing in my usual state, I felt my always lovable Jesus in my interior, but so real that now I would feel him squeeze my heart so tightly as to make me suffer. Now he would clasp his arms around my neck to the point of suffocating me. Now he would sit on my heart, assuming an air of dominion and command, and I would feel as though annihilated and then risen again to new life under his command. But who can say what he did in my interior, and what I felt? I believe it is better to pass over it in silence. Then, while I was feeling his real presence in my interior, he told me, "My daughter, rise, rise more, but so high as to reach the womb of the divinity. Your life will be among the divine persons. See, in order to make you reach this point, I formed my life in you, I enclosed my eternal volition in whatever you do, and there it flows in a marvelous and surprising way, as my volition is acting in you in a continuous immediate act. Now, after I have formed my life in you, with my will acting in you, in your acts, your will has remained soaked, transfused, in such a way that my volition possesses a life upon the earth? Now it is necessary that you rise and carry with you my life, my will, so that my volition of the earth and that of heaven may fuse together, and you may live for some time in the womb of the divinity, where your volition will be acting in mine, in order to expand it as much as a creature can be capable of. Then, you will descend again upon the earth, bringing the power and the prodigies of my will, in such a way that the creatures will be shaken, they will open their eyes, and many will know what it means to live in my will, to live in the likeness to their Creator. This will be the beginning of the coming of my kingdom upon earth, and of the final fulfillment of my will. Do you think that living in my will is something trivial? There is nothing that equals it, nor sanctity that matches it. It is the real life, not a fantastic one, as some may think. And this life of mine is not only in the soul, but also in the body. But do you know how this life of mine is formed? My eternal will is that of the soul, and my heartbeat, palpitating in her heart, forms my conception. Her love, her pains, and all of her acts done in my will form my humanity, and make me grow so much that I cannot remain hidden, nor can she help feeling me. Don't you feel me, alive, in your interior? This is why I told you that the sanctity of living in my will cannot be matched by anything else. All other sanctities will be like little lights, while it will be the great sun transfused in its creator. Now, in order to obey, and with great repugnance, I will say how I feel my Jesus in my interior. I feel him at the place of my heart, almost in a visible way. Now I hear him praying, and many times I hear him with the ears of my body, and I pray together with him. Now suffering, and he makes me hear his interrupted and labored breath, and I feel it in my breathing, so much so, that I am forced to pant together with him. And since all creatures are contained in him, I feel his breath diffusing as life in all human motions and breaths, and I diffuse myself together with him. Now I feel him moan and agonize. Now I feel him move his arms and stretch them within mine. Now sleeping, and my interior remains in deep silence. But who can say everything? Jesus alone can say what he operates in me, for I don't have adequate words to manifest it. I did it only to obey, with highest torment for my soul, and for fear that Jesus might be displeased. Because he bears with me as long as obedience does not command me. But if obedience commands, only the fiat is left to me, otherwise it would annihilate me. I hope that everything be for his glory, and to my confusion.